Welcome to another Carl Unloads Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I read somewhere recently where they're going to have the International Women's Day on March the 8th, which coincides with the Women's World Cup final for cricket, and they're going to have that at the MCG, and there's talk about going for some sort of record.
There is. The current world record for attendance at a women's sporting event was from 1999, World Cup soccer final, USA v China over in the US. It was in California. Now, they got 90,185 people to that game. And so the ICC have set an aim or a goal to try and break that record at the MCG in the World Cup final, which is going to be held on March the 8th. So not far away, that the actual competition will start very shortly.
So that's a standalone women's sporting event world record.
That is the aim. So, I mean, you think... interesting. I would assume, maybe this is how Australians think, but I would assume that our Australian girls will be in that final. And so I'm thinking it's Australia versus whoever. and so, therefore, that's going to attract, because our girls, I mean, if they make this final and win it will be their fourth World
Cup.
So they're obviously the dominant team, aren't they?
Yeah, look, when you talk about record crowds and everything like that, I know soccer in South Australia back in, I think it was 1929 or somewhere around there, they had about... quite a big crowd of about 30,000 odd people there, which was, you know, raved about at the time. And of course, just last year, the Allied Crows women's team, they won the grand final in front of around about 45,000, 50,000.
Well, I thought, my understanding was in that grand final, they were over 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, that's what they said, but it was free to get in. So, they really didn't count them. And also, in that 1929...
But that was full. I mean, the stadium was full, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But it's very hard because you hear different... unless you get paying customers and you collect tickets, it is pretty tough to get...
But is this just like... I mean, and I'm not having a go at you because I know you don't think this way, but I know at the time when the I mean, there's certainly this... There's this debate right now, isn't there, about equality right across the board, of course, but especially from our point of view, from sport. And so at the time, I remember there was a lot of criticism from males. Oh, yeah, like you're saying, it was free, it was this, it was that. But is the point being that regardless of that fact, there were people packed Adelaide Oval to see the women's football?
It was a sensational crowd. There's no criticism there at all. But when you talk records, you want to be specific. I mean, when some of the records I've read about there, you know, they talk about the record at the MCG. It wasn't a sporting event. It was Billy Graham. And some sources said it was 130,000 plus. Others have said 143,000. So... unless you can get a specific figure, you can only guess. I know back in the Olympics in 1956 when they were held in Melbourne, there was talk about a demonstration game of baseball being the biggest attendance of a baseball game in the world, and it was like 110,000. But there was about 110,000 that day at the MCG for the Olympics. But the baseball was held early in the morning, and a lot of the people came after the game had finished.
Some of those images I've seen of the MCG back in the day, when obviously very different facilities, but it was just packed. I mean, there were people just crammed in there. I mean, that wouldn't happen now, would it, for safety reasons? But back in then, there was just people would obviously come and stand and just pack themselves, even being over the fence onto the field itself.
Well, 1970 grand final, that was when Carlton came from 44 points down to win the premiership against Collingwood by 10 points. Very famous grand final. There was 121,696, which was a record for a sporting event at the MCG. Now, the MCG has been reconfigured, and I know last year they had just over 100,000, which was only a couple off capacity. So it only holds about 100,000 nowadays.
Yeah. And what is the highest cricket attendance, like for that, it must be in the 90s.
Yeah, at the MCG for a test game, for one day of a test game, it's 91,112. And at the 2015 World Cup at the MCG, it was 93,013. So they are pretty good records.
They are big crowds, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm astounded by them because, you know, I've been to Adelaide Oval with a big crowd, but they're only 45, 50,000.
Yeah, and but it's different, isn't it? I mean, it's when you're in a stadium and it's full, almost regardless of its size. I mean, you can be in a stadium that holds 20,000 people, and if it's full of people, there's a different sensation, isn't there? Anytime there's sort of vacant space, it's a little bit different. But like having 50,000 people at Adelaide Oval or back in the day at Footy Park in the high 40s, is that? I mean, it can't be the same as having 100,000 people at MCG, but it's a packed stadium. Everyone's there to see a big game, and so the atmosphere is electric.
I think the trick is that to have a full crowd at whatever stadium you have is what creates the majority of the atmosphere. I mean, you look at some of the minor sports which can only hold a couple of thousand people. If they're full, it creates a very good atmosphere. So the MCG, if you've only got 20,000 there, it would be rather dead. Whereas you get 20,000 at another venue, the atmosphere would be absolutely wonderful.
So let me put you on the spot. Do you think this is possible? I mean, it would be great to see, wouldn't it? But I look at it and go, wow, is that even possible, especially now with cricket? Like, even if we think about this season with cricket, like we look at the Big Bash League, like numbers have started to dwindle, haven't they? It's almost like there's so much cricket going on. And even when we look at across the test matches, all the things that are now available, the numbers actually attending have seemed to have been dropping away. I know like live streaming and TV, et cetera, are still big audiences. But well, is there just too much now for people to go and see?
I suppose yes. But let's have a look at both sides of this story. First off, Australia played England in seven matches in a Ashes series in the women's cricket in 2016-17. For all seven games, they got 29,158. So on that proportion, you'd say no. But I believe they're going to have a big act in Katy Perry concert sort of associated with it. And the cost is $20 to $60 for adults for the final, $5 for kids, compared to the men's game where it's $100 to $395 for the men, $60-odd plus for the kids. There's a lot pointing for a good crowd there.
There is, and now with this sort of publicity, like what we find now, it's like when the women's football first started and games over in Melbourne and they promoted it, the crowds were there, weren't they?
Yeah.
And you think... they're promoting, doing a lot of strong promotion. As you said, Katy Perry's going to be having a concert. It's a chance to break a world record. And people
want to be involved. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You can say, I was there on that day. And not only that, if you'd have to think Australia are going to be in the final.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be seeing the best women cricketers in the world playing. And, of course, they are Australian. So there's a lot of good points there.
Well, look, I remember... back in 1973, they had the last grand final at Adelaide Oval before they went to Football Park at that point of time, and there was a huge crowd for both the 73 grand final at Adelaide Oval, the last one, and the first one at Footy Park. Everyone wants to be involved with the last and the first. And then you have other scenarios where Port Power played that one-off game at Adelaide Oval before they moved to Adelaide Oval, and they had a huge crowd. So, yeah, people want to be part of history.
They do, and here's an opportunity. March the 8th, International Women's Day. Can we become the new world record holders, Australia?
It'll be exciting, but the good thing about it is they put a cost on it so they can count the crowd. So you will get an official crowd figure, which you need for the Guinness Book of Records. You can't just say, oh, it's about 50,000. So, everything sort of points in the right direction. With the women's BBL recently... for the final, they only had 5,000 people, so that doesn't all go well.
So again, they're playing now some of the like games in
Bendigo and country
regional
centers.
But also like local grounds, rather than, for that reason, like we said before, like if you can get a full crowd it's that atmosphere, isn't it? So getting people there and getting them watching women's sport and seeing what they get from it. So seeing the standard, enjoying it. Because, I mean, let's face it, you know, there a lot of men especially are going to be, oh, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. But they don't get it. They don't actually go along and watch. So we don't. They don't really know, do they?
No. And another thing to really think about is the venue. Now, the MCG, it's an opportunity for a lot of people to be in attendance at a big crowd at the MCG, which they may not have been able to afford to go there in the past. And
well, that's what you said before. Like the prices, you say. Like I mean, people will make those comparison between the men and women's finals, but. Again, some of those prices are just ridiculous.
I mean, yeah.
Really? Like, and that's what we found with, you know, like people have been arguing about if the footy, you know, like to get there with your kids, for example, is just out of the reach of a lot of people. Whereas, you know, this case, I mean, they're keeping kids' tickets for, I think, most of the games for around $5.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you can take, you know, a family there, take the kids.
Family friendly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually enjoy the day.
Well, another bit of information to throw at you is, I think it was last year, England played India in the women's 50-over game at Lord's, and that was a sellout crowd. So, obviously, they can only hold, what is it, 30-odd thousand or whatever.
Ground, isn't it? But it's a sellout.
Yeah, because everyone wanted to witness a major atmosphere at a major ground. So, I think that's going in favour of the women's. And, look, Katy Perry concert, I mean, if that's
in... Katy Perry fan?
I don't mind her.
So what's your favourite song, do you?
Oh, the one about the tiger. Oh. Well, you put me on the spot with that one. But,
well, the thing, I like her songs I've heard, but I don't know the names of them. But, yeah, I was thinking the tiger one. I don't know. What is that? We should find that. We should have known that before we started.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know in one of those bargain bins, I picked up a Katy Perry DVD.
So you're having a crack at it now, bargain bins.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have bought it otherwise, but about $5 and I got a DVD. I've played it once and I quite enjoyed it. So, but she's not my favourite artist, but I don't mind her.
No, but she is sort of personifies that, fighting for equal rights and being a strong woman, and that's what a lot of her songs are about. So it's probably a good choice. And she was certainly very pumped. I remember seeing on TV at the time, she was really excited to be able to play at that venue and hoping that obviously supporting women's cricket and women's sport generally in that sense to try and break that record.
You know, I wonder if it's worth pursuing getting the most famous evangelist to also be there. I mean, Billy Graham got all that crowd back in the day. I mean, if you had that on it at the changeover of the team's batting and you have someone like Billy Graham sort of preaching in between, would that sort of increase the crowd?
I'm thinking no.
That's our humour for the day. But, the thing is, I'm hoping that they do achieve this because for Australia to have a world record, and let's not forget the fact, we have to have Australia in the final first.
I know, and that's, I'm hoping that they are because I think that will have an impact.
Yes.
And that's what I'm a bit worried about, like the ICC coming out and saying we'll break that record. And I just thought straight away, yeah, okay, Australian girls playing, who are they playing? But obviously, hang on, you've got to get there first, which you'd think based on their current form and previous records that they will. But anything happens in sport, as we know. And I think if Australia aren't playing, that will certainly be difficult, won't it, for, I think, because we certainly want to get behind our own team and support them.
You know, it's interesting. When they talk about records, what comes under the guise of a woman's sport record, because when you got the Olympics and Cathy Freeman when she won a 400, I mean, does that not count because men were competing on the same day, whereas in fact that crowd was there to see Cathy?
Oh, no doubt about it. And the other thing, that's, you know, coming from a track and field background myself, I never felt any different between men and women competing. We're in the same sport, doing the same events and so on. Cathy Freeman, look at Melinda Gainsford, I mean, Betty Cuthbert, we keep going, Glynis Nunn. I mean, we've had so many fabulous female athletes who no one goes, oh, I won't go and watch them because they're female. They're top-level athletes and people want to see them. I mean, as you said, that night, there was no doubt that people were there to see Cathy Freeman run that 400.
See, running a 400 sort of lends itself to a big crowd, whereas some of the top tennis players, it's unmanageable to have a crowd more than, say, 20,000, 30,000 because of the minute size of the court.
Yeah, well, they're different venues, aren't they? So, and let's hope, I mean, this is a big goal to try and achieve, and let's hope that this can happen on International Women's Day and that all of a sudden we can be the country that has the greatest attendance at a women's standalone sporting event.
Well, Sean, if we do break the record, we'll definitely have a show sort of talking about it because I'm sure it'll be headlines all around the world.
And we'll play some Katy Perry songs.
Yes, but the one about the tiger?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So ends another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.